1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Pro-Palestinian student protesters at Columbia University take their demonstration into a campus building. Jonas Du is a student there, too.
They barricaded themselves in, they brought chairs out, blocked the doors, and they moved outdoor heavy metal tables, blockaded the doors, formed human chains in front.
Israel's prime minister is vowing to invade southern Gaza with or without a ceasefire hostage release agreement with Hamas. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
Mr. Netanyahu's comments appear to align him with far-right ministers who want to prioritize an offensive in Rafah.
Four law enforcement officers were killed, four wounded in a shootout with a convicted felon in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tyler Wilson lives next door.
There was shots ringing left and right. We had SWAT and U.S. Marshals set up snipers in our bedrooms. There was an officer got drugged by his arms to our house.
Suspect also killed. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus since yesterday morning. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. Crime is going down, but people tell their local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping training is important. Two is educate our kids not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And three is that engagement piece and being in partnership with the community.
Thompson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Have you received a call saying you missed jury duty and owe money? The Wood County Sheriff's Office warns they've received notifications of scam calls in the area. The caller says they're from the Wood County Sheriff's Office and that you need to make payments associated with missing jury duty. The Sheriff's Office is urging you not to give out financial or detailed personal information over the phone. They will never ask for payment, gift cards, or cryptocurrency to resolve an issue. If something feels off, hang up and call the Wood County Sheriff's non-emergency number at 715-421-8700. If you are not saving for retirement, you're not alone. AARP reports that 1 in 5 Americans 50 and older have no retirement savings. Public News Service says that Wisconsin does not have state-operated retirement accounts yet. Supporters of that initiative hope legislators will work to create the infrastructure needed to keep Wisconsinites here in their golden years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good day, everybody. Thanks to the best listeners radio for joining us. We're looking forward to hanging out with you. Hoping to hear from our friend Brittany and get a forecast update for you. If not, we'll have some weather for you a little bit later. We'll let you know what's going on. It's cloudy. There you go. It's got it covered. You can take the show off,
nailed
Brittany.
It. You
done. Done. We have got other good news for you a little bit later. We'll also get into some other fun stuff. El Cafe birthday and anniversary club coming up.
They have an exciting event coming up. This weekend.
Looking forward to talking about that. We're going to talk a little country life. How many miles do you drive a year? And what states drive the most per capita and all that?
Okay.
The whole anagrams from Gen Zers are changing. YOLO, LMFAO, all of them are done. They're all lame now, so we're going to get into the new ones. We're going to go over the new ones, and then they'll stop being cool because we talked about them.
Yes. Let's make things uncool.
Yes.
That is our goal in life.
Here's how long you should be spend sitting, standing, sleeping each day. We've got some science on that one.
We'll plot out your day for you.
How off we are on those is what I'm looking at. Right. All that coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you. I want to talk a little bit about some recent comments from Jerry Seinfeld. I want to talk about some stuff that Sandra Bullock has come across. Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway has come out talking about.
Another artist I like.
We also want to talk a little bit about local theater. We've got a lot of local kids shows going on and local main stage shows going on at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater we want to highlight. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, the most exciting, boring adult things we do. We'll get into that.
Okay.
And Melissa, I believe you sent this one over a little bit ago about this interesting stash that they found at George Washington's area in Mount Vernon.
That one.
Yeah. I want to get into that. Yeah. Looking forward to all of this going on. And we'll, of course, get into our schedule for the day and plenty more for you. But it turns out today is the day to be productive, everybody.
Today is?
Today, yes. Yes. So if you had if you had plans to be lazy today, you might have to, you know, switch that with Wednesday or something like that. If the 4-day work week ever arrives, maybe we should get Mondays off. If you believe in astrology, it might be a good idea. Some astrology writer just did a big, big, big article on how the work week should really start on Tuesday because it's the best day to be productive. She says, due to the lunar influence, a Monday is really a better day to reflect, record, and set the tone of the days to come. She claims our ancient ancestors spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and staying naked all day.
Hey, I like that plan.
Hey-o.
I mean, maybe not the naked part here in Wisconsin in the cold months, but...
If I'm all alone, it's fine. If there's other people around me, that just feels like I'm hurting other people. I don't want to do that. Tuesday is...
I have offended your eyeballs.
I'm so sorry. It's very hard to be motivated when... Well, or maybe not. Tuesday is ruled by Mars, though, which supposedly means...
Isn't that the god of war?
That's what I always thought. It also apparently means it's a good day for bold action, direct confrontation, and healthy competition. So her advice...
Those are all war things.
Kind of, yeah, they do kind of. So her advice is to try to be productive as you can today and don't let anything stop you.
Quote, okay, but it's not specifically the 30th of April. It's every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, yeah. Quote, if you have an important agenda to push, a meeting to host, or need to fire a slew of people, make Tuesday your day to do it. Jeez.
Fire people? Okay. I thought you fire people on a Friday.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you usually do.
How many people have you fired, James?
I was just going to say, I mean, I only know this from the other side. I only know this from being fired.
I've only been fired on a Friday.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know of some, like... There are some job situations where you stay on the job even when you're fired until, you know, such and such time or whatever, but I've never understood that. That doesn't seem like a very smart management move at all. But, you know, I've never done it, so what do I know? But I took this very differently. I thought the article, the way it was going is, hey, if you've got, you know, man, I got to get a lot of things done, I should do it on Tuesday. Because that's a motivation. That's a day that I have more energy, more productivity, more motivation and everything. It feels like towards the end of the article, it started to get more about, you know, just competing and things that take a little bit more, well, like she says, bold action. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could do both. It can be both things. But
I suppose. I think that most of us know logically that we are more productive on Tuesday because it's not Monday.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if we got rid of Monday, wouldn't that just mean that we'd do that on Tuesdays?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so, James, because then we'd have, you know, like we would have the 3-day weekend. We can have fun on Saturday and Sunday, spend Monday getting ready for the week, cooking, cleaning, whatever, blah, 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 go to bed early, wake up ready to go on Tuesday.
And you get to do it all in your birthday suit.
Only if you want to. Or you're three.
I would never clean naked. That is never going to happen.
No, that sounds never like an unless you're cleaning the shower with just water.
Actually, yeah.
Or like baking soda, okay. Or, you know, something innocuous. Mm-hmm. Which is different than inoculus.
Inoculation. I don't know.
Not in the show.
Okay, real quick question, okay? And let's be honest. We're all friends here. We're all friends. Okay. This is a safe area. This is all
we can
safe.
Be friends.
715-424-2600. Are you the kind of person that cleans the shower while you're taking a shower? Like you see something, you're like, oh, that ain't right. And I got to clean that. And well, you stop what you're doing just to clean in the shower.
Sometimes, like if you pick up the shampoo bottle and underneath it, there's, you know, a ring of whatever.
Yeah.
Dust.
You know the ledge where you keep the bottles?
Yep.
It's always like a gunk under there, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, a little bit of gunk.
So I will be in there an extra 5 minutes cleaning the gunk. Like, I'll be
with
in there.
With just your hand.
Yeah, just my hand. Yeah, yeah.
And water, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take the shower head, you know, and then...
Just gonna blast this off here.
Stay tuned for more information that you didn't need to know.
Stop
from James.
Stop using all the hot water, James.
That has been an issue. I was like
this
as a
kid.
The shower's
cleaner? Why are you complaining?
Come on, shower's cleaner. Come on, everybody. It turns out Tuesday is the day to be motivated. You know, one other interesting point of this, Melissa, that I hadn't really thought of, and this is interesting to me just because you and Seth and I over the last couple of years have really talked a lot. I think we've covered this whole 4-day work week more than anybody else. When we're talking about it, I always think of Monday through Thursday. And then like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those would be the off days. Mm. This kind of model looks at it more of Tuesday through Friday we're working, Saturday, Sunday, Monday we're off. And I dig both of them. I like both, but I kind of like that one a little bit more, I think.
Both are great, but also, you know, there are people that it might have to, you know, cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might work Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I think in order to make this work, for certain jobs, they're going to have to. They're going to have to cycle them. There's other jobs where I don't really know how we would do it. I don't know how you would like this job. I don't know how you would do that, you know, 4 days instead of five, outside of the fact that if everybody goes to this kind of schedule and it becomes the norm. Mm-hmm. But then I would feel bad for the people that are still working 5 days a week that we're not here every morning. So it's just a weird thing to be able to work out, but it's all worth it. It's all worth working out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we just need to go back to 1 day a week where most things are just closed. Wouldn't that be, you know, you have, it's the perfect time to like just disconnect from your whatever stuff and spend time with family, friends, outdoors. Maybe that should be Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the idea of that. We used to have Sunday as a day of rest. I don't know when the last time I rested on a Sunday was. I don't. I really don't. I'm not exaggerating. I don't think I'm alone
Sunday
on that.
Sunday is clean house, do laundry, prep food for the week. I mean, it's a busy day.
Yeah, yeah. I
do
like
yard work.
I like that. I like what you're cooking there. I like that. The idea of Mondays.
Let's shut down on Mondays.
Let's go ahead and see if we can get this one on some bill. I got Representative Krug coming in soon. We'll talk to Scott about this.
And let's talk to Patrick too.
Yeah, we'll get them all on this.
We'll get tested.
I should reach out to Katrina too. Just get her on board on this one.
Yeah, why not? She doesn't have enough on her plate.
Right. And I love how all these people I'm calling by first name. I like
right?
be... Oh, I hope they understand. It's all in friendship. We will take a quick commercial break. We're coming back doing some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning. Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Start your day right with El Cafe's Irish Benedict, consisting of poached eggs topped with sliced corned beef on an English muffin covered in hollandaise sauce. Yum. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversaries Club, so tune in for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe and put some fiesta into your special day.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, next time on the big show, join us as we take a look back at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and President Biden's remarks and ask you, what's worse? Call in, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, our low down to 50. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. And we just wanted to let you know right from their Facebook page, which we encourage you to like and subscribe and keep up to date on. Just a reminder, we changed the date and time for story time with Kathy McGrath this month. Please bring your kids, grandchildren, nieces, or nephews this Friday, May 3rd from 4 to 4:45. Come for her stories and songs and stay for our Friday fish fry. Also, don't forget about the Cinco de Mayo celebration on Sunday from 2 to 6.
All right. Cinco de Mayo's on Sunday.
One of my favorite days of the year. Go ahead and celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. Enjoy, have a good time, and wish them a good morning from all of us. And enjoy. Right. They're going to have some good food and music and beer down there. Wear your sombrero, they encourage you to do, to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. That's very cool of them. That's very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Join our friends over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff at civicmedia.us. You can email any of our staff using that algorithm. And of course, you can go direct message us on our Facebook pages. Just type into your search bar, WFHR, WIRI, like our page, DM us, and you can call up.
Yeah, 715-424-2600 or one button dialing with the Civic Media app.
Appreciate everybody downloading that app.
Just handy to have. Then you can hear us wherever you are.
Hit us up, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go ahead and dive right into our birthdays. And we got two of them on the list today. So I need a one or a two, Melissa.
Let's go with one.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Tony Summers.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Enjoy your day, Tony. Hope it's a good one for you. This is 2 days in a row we had a Tony with it's spelled differently, and neither one tells me if it's a man or a woman, and I love that. I like that.
Well, how's this one spelled?
T-O-N-I.
Okay.
Yeah, so, because I've known men and women with that name.
Oh,
so that's good. It's fun. Tony, wishing you a good one. Enjoy your day.
Have a great day, Tony.
Mm-hmm. And our qualifier, Alice Nelson.
Happy birthday, Alice.
Enjoy your day, Alice. We wish you a great one. Enjoy. Keep in mind, everybody, we will draw for the April winner of El Cafe tomorrow. Yeah.
Yep, yeah. You could use that for this weekend then.
Yeah.
For the 5th, because they got like chicken or beef tacos, nachos. Ooh, that sounds like for $5.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, you could feed your whole family.
It's so good. It's so good. And you might win this two $20 gift certificates from El Cafe tomorrow. We'll be listening to find out. You never know. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list here. Travis Scott is 33, rapper and believe married to Kylie Jenner. He does a bunch of viral concerts on Fortnite and stuff. He's a big rapper right now. I'll be honest. I don't know him. I don't know him at all. I don't know much of his music or anything, but
recognize the name. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. Ana de Armas is 36, Cuban Spanish actress, starred in John Wick and Ballerina. She was in Knives Out. She was really good at Knives Out. No Time to Die, Blade Runner 2049. And she played Marilyn Monroe in Blonde and did her, from what I've heard, a very good job. She's a good actor.
I really want to see Knives Out. That's on my list.
The first one, I haven't seen the second one. The first one, really good. Really good. I love a good murder mystery, and man, it was good. I thought it was a good one. A couple of great actresses back-to-back here. Gal Gadot is 39.
Ooh.
Wonder Woman is 39, everybody. She's not on contract to play Wonder Woman anymore. It does look like she has wrapped that up. But I really hope that she by all rights, should continue, you know, see work as much as she wants. She's a great actor. It was really cool to see her as Wonder Woman. For those that don't know, Gal Gadot is a born and raised in Israel. She is a Jewish woman. And to see somebody like that in that role is something I never thought I'd ever see. So I thought it was pretty cool.
She's in all the most of the Fast and Furious movies, right?
Yeah, she's Giselle in those. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She's good. She's a good actor. Good actor. Kristen Dunst is 42. Mary Ooh. Jane in the Spider-Man movies. The Interview with a Vampire. She was in her first role. And just like Tom Cruise, the human being, we could talk about at another time. But Tom Cruise, the actor, very, very strong actor. Very good actor. Brad Pitt, very strong actor. Kristen Dunst at a young age, like stole scenes from them. Like, she's a good actor.
Interview with a Vampire was just that. The fact that it also terrified me. But Jumanji, she was so good in that.
Yeah, she was really good in that. Yeah.
Yeah, a year later. And then 5 years later, she was in Bring It On.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I watched all of her movies.
She's good.
The Virgin Suicides.
That's a tough watch. That's a tough watch, but a very good
movie. Not something
my
parents would have allowed me to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in high school.
I feel for you on that. That's one of those movies that I. It's a tough watch, but I think it's a really important and good one. Sofia Coppola directed that, and it was her first movie she directed, and it's a powerful movie. It's very, very powerful. Just incredible performances acting-wise. Johnny Galecki is 49. Wow. Leonard on The Big Bang Theory. He was David on Roseanne, where a lot of us met him. Good actor. Good actor. Let's see here. Isaiah Thomas is 63, former NBA star and NBA coach. I believe he's in the Phoenix Suns front office now. He was part of the Detroit Pistons for many, many years and won a couple of championships with them, the Bad Boy Pistons. They were it was basically hockey on the court, the way the Pistons played. And so much so that the Pistons are beating the Bulls. The way basketball used to go, Melissa, you really had to earn winning in the playoffs. You had to have heartbreak. And the Bulls went through this like every other franchise, and most of the time it was the Detroit Pistons that beat the Bulls up. Michael Jordan lost to the Detroit in the playoffs, spent the whole offseason working out, getting buffer, getting bigger, getting stronger, getting better at defense. And I want to thank the Detroit Pistons because without them, I don't know if I have 6 championships as a Chicago Bulls fan. the motivation.
You have those championships.
Yeah, they're all. Yeah, they're I could say we. Yes, yes. I could say we because I was born in a city that they happen to reside in. It is hilarious. It's got to be hilarious for somebody who doesn't care about sports to hear people say we.
It's weird.
It's got to be. It's really got to be.
My championships.
But it's something that I think is actually relatable for everybody, whether we like it or not. Sometimes, almost all the time, competition is what brings out the best in us.
You know, if there was one thing that I would like to see, because we've talked often about the fact that politics kind of is resembling sports teams now.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I'd like to see crossover with that, it's that ownership.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
my politician, and they are doing things for me and winning things for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry, 100%.
To throw that analogy
no,
out
that
there,
was awesome.
It just occurred to me.
Well, like, you're so right. I mean, if people are going to do this with their political parties and everything and wear it like it's their sports team, why not take it that far too and treat
yeah,
it that
and know
way?
Their stats. Know yeah. what they've won and what they've lost and what they're running for and what they're doing.
I could go up to any Packer fan right now and they're going to be able to tell me some stats on any of the great players in that team's history. So I think that the same should be, at the least, you should be able to do that about your local politicians. Hey, mm-hmm. what bills have they passed? Hey, what have they done while they've been in office? Have they gotten anything done? Because it has to come down to more than party. I am mm-hmm. so sick and tired of political parties. They're worthless. Political parties are worthless. I will stand on that. They are worthless.
Especially when they've, you know, gone with the Democrats now were the Republicans of you know, Lincoln's era.
Right. Yeah, they've just completely flipped.
Completely flip-flopped.
And it doesn't, the only time that parties come into play is when they want to use it to get their person mm-hmm. in. It's mm-hmm. not about their views or their beliefs or the most important part, their constituents. It's right. not about any of those things. It's about we got to get a win, win at all costs. Politicians have been treating politics like sports for decades.
Right.
It's old. It's gotten lame and tired, and I'm so sick of it. Even whatever you know I vote for, if I see people doing it, it bothers me. Like, it's enough. Just stand on your own name. Stand on your own beliefs, your own what you are fighting for. I'd love to see more politicians be like, yeah, I got an RRD in front of my name, but that's not what I'm about. I'm right. about you. I'm about the constituents.
I'm doing for the people in my district.
My party's going to do what it's going to do. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do right by you.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a few politicians that are doing that, which I'm grateful for. Not to derail sports talk and politics, let's get back to birthdays.
Burt Young is 84, would have been 84 today, born in 1940, passed away in 2023.
Oh.
Rocky's no good brother-in-law, Paulie in the Rocky movies. He's a good character actor, great character actor.
He had good expressions.
Yeah. And Cloris Leachman. One of the greats. I love Cloris Leachman. Maw on Fox's comedy Raising Hope. You might know her as Miss Garrett, the replacement Beverly Ann on Facts of Life. She was Flau Brucher in Young Frankenstein.
Oh.
Cloris Leachman, just incredible actor. Great actor. So good. Al Lewis, another great actor, would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1923. Grandpa Munster on The Munsters. It was a fun show. It was a fun show.
I didn't watch a lot of that. I watched The Addams Family.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. I didn't see much of The Munsters, to be honest. What little bit I did, it was okay. It was a fun show. Yeah. It was all right. It was always a little more confusing to me though, because they had like Frankenstein with married to a vampire, right? And like the uncle was a wolf man or something, it just seemed like the Monster Mash song like brought to life.
Yeah, and it was a little more campy than The Addams Family.
Oh, that reminds me, Melissa. I came across a new good bad movie we have to watch.
Oh,
it's called Monster Mash, and it's just a B movie of like just all the different horror monsters brought together. But they're like doing it to the theme of the song. I think like it looks like they're trying to make it like a
monster convention,
like a funny horror movie. I don't know. I only saw the trailer. I was half watching it, but it did look like something that a good bad movie, much like Lamageddon, that we have to watch sometime. We have to check that one out. One more time, we want to wish happy birthdays to Tony Summers.
Happy birthday, Tony.
And to our qualifier, Alice Nelson.
Happy birthday, Alice. Congratulations.
Remember, be listening tomorrow. We'll be announcing our winners for April.
Yeah.
They're going to win themselves two gift certificates of $20 from our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit our friends at El Cafe. They're open right now. Go ahead and head on over there. Wish them a great day. Remember that they're open from 2 to 6 on Sunday for Cinco de Mayo. And, of course, keep in mind that Story Time with Kathy McGrath is moved to this Friday from 4 to 4:45.
And even though there's construction going on, you can still get there. Take Seneca Road and head on down that direction, and I think you turn... I had the directions here, and I lost them.
I will say this. When it comes to construction in the Port Edwards area, they do a really, really good job of giving you navigation, getting around everything.
Yeah, it's Seneca Road, then left on Port, then left on Verbunker.
Spent a lot of time in that area, and I've always appreciated when they do a... It's a... it's a crowded area, but there's a lot going on. And so when they're able to get construction done, it's and keep people moving, that's always great. Yeah.
Well, and that's the main thoroughfare through there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of you got to just go around. It's fine. You'll get there. And when you get to see the water tower.
Yes. And when you get there, wish them a good day from all of us here at WFHR. We're going to get to our news break. We'll come back and we're going to have some fun talking a little bit about these expressions that are changing, YOLO and all this. We're going to get into
Make
those.
Things uncool.
Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual Pothole Patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as roadwork season ramps up again. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Vending machines with supplies to stop an overdose will soon be available in Wood County. The health department received a grant in 2023 from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The money is to be used to improve access to life-saving public health resources through vending machines. This is a statewide initiative. The vending machines will provide nasal naloxone, fentanyl test strips, CPR kits, and more free of charge. Healthy People Wood County posted on their Facebook page they hope to install the machines this spring. Another 3rd Congressional District Primary Forum will air on WFHR tomorrow night. The event will take place at 6:30 at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse. The forum includes Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson. They're running to replace Derek Van Orden in Congress. It will air live tomorrow night on WFHR from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Game 5, the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Playoffs. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight with their backs to the wall, down 3-1 to the Pacers. Doc Rivers.
Here's the deal. We have 2 games left at home. They have 1 game left at home, right? That's how you can look at it. And so the first thing is we have to win the first game at home. And then we can talk about the rest after that.
Baseball, the Brewers down 1-0, bottom of the 9th, when Jack Bowers gets called for interference with the catcher, manager Pat Murphy, after getting ejected from the game.
They have to call it, it's backswing interference. You know, I'm not a rules expert, but the rule says that if on a swing on a 3rd strike, the backswing interferes with the catcher catching the ball, then you can call backswing interference. That backswing happened after the ball was already past him. So, in my opinion, that's a bad call. They made a mistake and they changed the game.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our low down to 50. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Welcome. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. James and Melissa here with you. Hope you're enjoying your day. Get ready to call up 424-2600 because we want your participation on this one. Want to hear from you.
Yes, we do.
If you're over 50 and use any of these terms, you're going to look so cheeky. Cheeky? Chugy. Chugy. That is the new cool term. That's the opposite of cool, I should say. That's the opposite of cool. So cheeky or cringe. But here we go anyway with some of these. Someone polled Gen Zers and asked them to name the most outdated acronyms they think are, quote, cringe now. For example, LOL is number one. If you text it to someone in the early in their early 20s, they'll think you're a boomer, even if you're not. So here are 10 more outdated terms and what a Gen Zer might say instead.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Let's judge people by, with their acronyms. Okay.
Right.
Next it'll be emojis.
Yes.
But go on.
Yeah. Instead of YOLO, write DIFTP, do it for the plot, it means. You're the main character in your life, so don't avoid things. Do what it takes to move the story along.
And that's in replace of what?
YOLO.
YOLO.
I can't remember all that.
You do you.
I'm going to be honest.
That's what YOLO is.
I'm
right?
not going to take the time to remember these things.
I don't even know what YOLO means.
I'm just sending an emoji.
We're not in the loop on this.
No.
I am Googling YOLO. What does that mean?
Instead of KK, write bet.
You only live once. Sorry, go on.
KK means okay, like you're on board. Bet means the same thing, like you bet. Or okay, or thumbs up.
Bet. Actually, somebody texted me bet the other day. I think it was Laura. Laura! I was like, okay.
People who have younger kids are whether they realize it or not, do incorporate some of these. I have heard a lot of that. I can always tell when a teacher has young kids because they'll know some of the things that the students are saying.
Right.
Yeah. My kids
obviously
are too
that's
old for
Laura.
That.
Laura's got young kids because she just texted me Choji. Am I saying it right or is it Chugy?
Chugy.
Chugy.
Chugy. Chugy.
We're bad at this.
We're bad. We're very bad at this. I think that only makes it funnier. It's got to make it more funny. Instead of LMFAO, write IJBOL, short for I just burst out laughing. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Or you could just write I just started laughing.
Yeah. Or send the laugh emoji.
Mm-hmm.
That's easier.
Stop using ROFL, rolling on the floor laughing. Instead, use a skull emoji, like it's so funny you just died laughing.
Died.
Yeah, that's, jeez. Don't shorten the word great by spelling GR8. That slaps.
Oh, yeah, that one has always irritated me.
It feels like it takes just as long to spell great as it would to spell...
And it's dumb.
It kind of is. It kind of is.
It's like a marketing thing.
Well, yes, it does feel like that.
Right. It's like what you would expect for, we've got this new store. We're going to call it something with letters and numbers in it.
Because
we're cool.
Yeah. So much of this, too, seems like unnecessary. The whole point of these algorithms is so that it's quicker. But nowadays, with most of us have, spell check on our phones. So if you're about
Even
to spell...
spell check is dumb.
Oh, it is. Horrible. It's horrible. But if you're going to spell the word great, it starts to pop up. So all you got to do is just boom, and it's there.
And the thing about all of these acronyms is whoever you're sending it to... Okay, well, if you're sending it to me, I'm going to have to Google it.
So right. I've done
so
it.
So maybe it was shorter for you, but I don't know what you mean.
Yes.
So I got to look it up.
Melissa, I cannot tell you how many times I deal with this with my students. And they, because I speak with a lot of them on Snapchat. And that's how a lot of them communicate nowadays. And so many of them, it is RT015. And I'm like, what the? RT105? What the? And I'm Googling it and I'm looking at, and there's nothing, there are a few things that make you feel older than having to Google an acronym that a young person said to you. There's very few things that make you feel older.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then even some of them, when you look them up, it doesn't even, it's not even like straightforward on what it means, like LKR.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had
likewise, right? What is that mean? What does that mean?
This happened ages ago. I don't even remember how long ago it was, but a student texted me an algorithm, and I'm looking it up, and I can't find it, and I can't find it, and so I just was like, you know, I'm just going to fall on the sword. I'm just going to go ahead and ask, and because I needed to get things moving. I ask, and she's like, oh, spell checked it. I messed it up, and it was actually this that she was trying to say.
Oh, that's killer.
It's just my life. It's just
I just died laughing, James. Skull emoji.
Skull emoji. Don't say
or maybe it's IKR. I know, right?
Oh, yeah. IKR. Nice.
But,
yes.
But I and L, you know, yep. Depending on if they use big or little,
I'm almost positive that's what it was. I'm almost positive it was LKR. And if you look at LKR together, it looks like somebody just smashed a bunch of letters. It doesn't look like it should mean anything. Don't say diss, say clap back. Clap back.
What?
Yeah. Stop calling things fire, say lit. But I thought lit was lame. No, lit. Wait a minute. I had a student tell me lit was lame. Come
lit
on.
Lit was lame.
That was like not even a couple months ago.
10 minutes ago.
Man. Can't keep up with this.
Now it's back in again, James.
Don't call things gross. Call them ick, like we did when we were children.
Like when we were.
Okay.
Let's use the word.
All right. They're just running out of stuff.
Recycling it, just like fashion.
I am not one of those people that believes that. Oh, the younger generation this, younger generation that. I talk to the younger generation all the time, and I got a lot of hope, a lot of faith in the younger generation. Except when it comes to coming up with new cool slang terms, because you guys are messing this up. You're thinking that maybe it's our fault. Maybe we used all the good ones. I don't know, well, but. This is not, I don't know.
See, no, this is how you flatter, right? Impersonation, or what is the saying? It's the impersonation.
Imitation
is the best form of flattery. Yes, yeah. That's it. See, they're just imitating us from how many decades ago?
It
takes a while for it to come back. Just like mullets and bell bottoms.
So true. So true. Never say, give me the 411. No one under 40 knows that that's the number for directory assistance.
Probably don't tell them to 86 it either. They're not going to know what that means either.
I hadn't even thought of that. I used to love saying that. I guess I shouldn't say that anymore. What's the tea or spill the tea is what most people are saying nowadays.
And what does T stand for?
Spill the tea. It doesn't really have a meaning other than, you know, I know in the South, a lot of people, you know, let's have some tea, let's talk. And then they, you know, they talk about other families and stuff. And yeah. Stop calling.
I'm just going to tell them to spill the coffee.
I like that even better. Stop calling crazy people cray. In 2024, they're Delulu. Delulu, or short for delusional. Jeez.
I do like Delulu better than Cray Cray because that one drove me nuts.
I think that it's fair if you just want to start making up slang terms and just start using
them. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's so cake.
What exactly?
It's not a made-up word.
No.
But it's got a made-up meaning.
Yep. For Melissa and I, anytime we want to say, like, we're texting each other and something's cool, we just send a cake emoji.
Oh, it's so cake.
So cake. So cake. We're making this a thing. I don't care. We're making it. I challenge the young people out there to please push the boundaries and come up with some new ones, please.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you know, I mean, I'll just throw out there, radical. Nobody's using that. Hadn't been used that one in a while. Yeah. Rad was always.
Although rad. Yeah.
Rad was always fun. That was a fun one.
It's not that old. Well, wait. That.
Yeah, it is. I was going to agree with you that it is. Then I started thinking, okay, wait a minute.
But in the broad scheme of our actual lives, we are not that old, James.
No, we're not. No.
If you're looking at us at 10, yeah, we're old. But
comparison there, yeah. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, no. I refuse to think that 47 is old. I am not doing that. No. Ask me when I'm 57. Probably say the same thing. But for now, that's where I'm standing. I'm standing.
It's all about
that.
How you feel.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna come back and we're gonna get into some fun stuff for you, everybody. Speaking of how you feel, how many miles do you drive a year? We're gonna see how you feel about that. We're gonna get into that one and plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a new study outlines just how bad the teacher shortage is getting all across Wisconsin after years of politicians trashing public schools.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. The wind west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our low down to 50. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Thanks for joining us. Melissa and James here with you. Got some fun stuff to get to take you to the top of the hour. And here's an interesting one, Melissa. Add it up. The time you spend at work, on the couch, everywhere. How many hours will you spend sitting today? A new study looked at the exact amount of time the average person should sit, stand, and sleep, and exercise in a typical day. The good news is you should feel free to spend a significant amount of time of your life kicking back. The bad news is most of us are well over the ideal number already.
But we knew that.
So here's the healthy combo to go forward with. Sleep for 8 hours and 20 minutes, but as little as 7.5 hours a day. Okay?
Okay. That's a range. I know you're laughing at that, James. The rest of us are like, yeah, that's reasonable. Oh, stop it. No, I need help.
Oh, wholeheartedly. That's why I'm laughing hysterically, because I haven't gotten enough sleep. but I just thought about what I would be like with 8 hours of sleep, and I can't imagine. I really can't wrap my mind around that. I wonder what I'd be like. Sit for 6 hours. Even seven might be fine. But if you watch a lot of Netflix and have a desk job, you're probably over that already. Mm. So maybe try to get more standing in your day, you know, your night or when you're out of work.
Yeah.
Stand for 5 hours and 10 minutes. That's just standing and walking around. It doesn't include time spent exercising.
Okay.
Interesting. Good. 4 hours and 20 minutes engaged in some level of physical activity. Half should be light activity, like walking or doing housework. The other half should be moderate to intense activity. So 2 hours.
Wait, wait. 2 hours of moderate to intense activity?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. And they're not obvious. I mean, I don't know if it's obvious or not, but they're not saying to do, you know, you need to do this or should do this for 2 hours consecutively.
Solid. Yes. You're right.
They're breaking all these things up into time. Mm-hmm. So that sleep part, say you get 6 hours of sleep a night, try to get an hour nap in, something like that. I'm just, from what I'm gathering, putting together here from the article.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and now when you put it like that, it doesn't seem as impossible.
No, but when you're like, for me, who has trouble getting 10 minutes of exercise, moderate to, you know, intense exercise a day, that 2 hours seems daunting.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say on the other side of that, Mel, I don't have any problem usually getting my workouts in, but obviously I have trouble with sleep. So those mm-hmm. workouts aren't being as beneficial for me because I'm not getting enough sleep.
Right. So 8 hours of sleep is daunting to you, which is just weird to me.
So I do think now, and maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Maybe with most of these kind of things we go over, you should be, these are goals. They shouldn't be something to beat yourself up. Oh, I didn't get 8 hours of sleep, you know. Should be a goal to try to get that or something. But we are talking about our human health and our mental health and everything. And when it comes to that, maybe we should be striving for getting exactly to these marks.
Well, you know, we don't have to be exact, but I think you're right. We need to definitely something to strive for. But you shouldn't beat yourself up too hard because guilt is not a motivator.
No.
It's not a good motivator.
No, I've never known a person, I've never met a person who is motivated by fear, by guilt, those things. They slow us down from our goals. They keep us from our goals.
To be fair, if I'm running from a bear or a man, that's fear and I'm, you know, that's a good motivator. But otherwise, no, fear is not a good motivator.
I have been in that situation, not from a bear, but running from people before or situations before. And it was never fear that made me run. It was not wanting to get caught. It was, you know, certain things. I hear what you're saying. I think that fear, I don't see fear ever as a motivator. I think that it is other factors that we, you know, that keep us moving. It's not that you're afraid of the bear. You're afraid of dying. You're afraid of getting hurt. That is a fear. So, you know, there. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more about survival. It's a survival.
Just in the context of like exercising, I have multiple friends who have told me, yeah, I don't run unless I'm being chased.
Yeah.
But just to put this out there, I think I'm Team Bear.
Yeah, Team Bear, yeah.
I think so.
I like
not
that.
Not that I'm on TikTok, but I think I'm Team Bear.
Out of all these, I think that they can be difficult given who you are out there. I think it's hard to find the time to exercise.
Yes. We have incredibly busy lives and we're expected to multitask doing everything.
Yeah.
I tried multitasking. Doing work and exercising at the same time. It didn't work, James.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't work.
I was just doing sit-ups.
Pick yourself up off the floor. We're coming back on air.
This is. I just bring the mic down. This is. Actually, it's really good for pull-ups. I do pull-ups in between every sentence I say. one of the things that that frustrates me, and I think a lot of us, when it comes to this stuff, is this is all great. That sounds really good. I'll get on this right away when I retire, which I'm probably never going to be able to do. Who has the time to put all of these things first when we all know that life is time sensitive and I got to work, I have to keep my job. I've got to keep a paycheck because I got to keep my apartment or my house, or I got, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I take care of my family or my pets, or, you know, I mean, we very, very often we put ourselves last.
And we've done this the wrong way as far as a society goes. Like, we have put work in the dollar bill ahead of our own mental health and our own physical health. Yeah. So, but I mean, there's no snapping our fingers and fixing that. That takes us as a society changing that and changing what we're looking for in life, what we want in life.
But, you know, an interesting experiment, and I would be curious to try this, if, you know, if I could find the time. But to track, like, say, okay, one day I'm going to just track how much time I spend sitting.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to track all of them in at the same day, because you would. I don't know how you would do that.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. I have a hard enough time tracking. But no, just one of those things. How much time do I actually spend standing and walking?
I'm a little curious to you know, the people that have the step watches or whatever and keeps track of all their steps.
Yeah, I've always been curious. Or an Apple Watch.
I've always been curious about doing that just to see how much, because I walk so much and I'm on my feet so much. I'd be a little curious about that.
I had a Fitbit for a little while. I didn't find it to be a great motivator.
Interesting.
But you don't. You have like step. There's step apps you can get on your phone.
Yes. Oh yeah, there is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's an app for everything. There's an app for everything.
I mean, how accurate they are is maybe, you know,
might be a little more difficult,
questionable.
Might be a little different.
Have an idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, whether you're standing, walking, or not, how much time you're spending in the car? Did you know that the average American drives 14,263 miles a year? Are you over or under that mark? Here's some data from the Federal Highway Administration that ranked the states by average miles driven. It's no surprise that the states that drove the most are more rural. The top five average miles: Wyoming, over 24,000 miles a year; Mississippi, 19; New Mexico, 19; Missouri, Georgia, also high up there. And the states where people drive the least: Rhode Island, New York, Washington, Alaska, and Pennsylvania. And here are three more fun stats. Let's tackle those first, Melissa. Let's tackle the long and the short of it.
It's kind of funny that Alaska's in there, except that I'm sure all of the civilization in Alaska is real together.
We, for a long time, had a listener out in Alaska that would call up and join us, joining Carl and I every once in a while.
Oh, nice.
I'd love to hear from you again, sir. If you're out there still listening, reach out to us, whether it's email or any way you got to get a hold of us. I'd love to know what you think of this and what's life like in Alaska nowadays. I haven't talked to him since the pandemic, before the pandemic, so that'd be great to hear from him. I agree with you. The New York thing throws people off, I think, unless you know that most New Yorkers don't drive.
Right. I mean, there's public transportation, subways. You can obviously walk a lot of places. There's other options than driving your own car.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we are getting closer and closer to even towns like ours needing a bus line. It's just becoming more and more to the point where not everybody can drive, and not everybody can afford a vehicle or afford gas or any of these things.
It's so expensive to have a car.
Yeah.
It astonishes me how many of us have, our own car, and, you know, how much do we actually drive it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. So here are some other three fun facts. 8.7 million miles of roadway in the U.S. There are 8.7 million miles.
That's a lot of roads.
Men drive on an average of 6,000 more miles per year than women. And Americans drive 3.2 trillion miles a year.
Whoa.
Trillion.
Whoa.
That's 5,000.
That's a T. That's a big number.
That's 5,000 round trips to the moon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
5,000.
That's incredible.
Is a much more like a number we can actually wrap our brains around, because trillion is so big.
Yeah. When it comes to trillions, zillions, and those things, I just go blank. My brain just goes blank.
Like, is zillions a pretend number?
It kind of is, yeah. But yeah. We drive so much. We are in our vehicles so much. We have so much of these things going on. It boggles the mind to see people fight against the need for good infrastructure.
Yeah, good infrastructure and public transportation.
We've seen our whole lives in a lot in the last 10 years of bridges falling, of roads falling apart, of so many of these things. But yet when any politician goes out and says, hey, we need better infrastructure, we might have to raise taxes to do it, something like that, people lose their damn minds. This is the way the world works. If you don't like it, there's other options, I guess. Go be a hermit or something in the woods. I don't know. But otherwise, if you are going
own those woods.
You better, because your neighbors might be a little bit different than the neighbors you deal with in your own community. CC Melissa with the bear conversation earlier.
Yes.
I don't know. I find that quite silly, considering how much we use our roads and our buildings and everything. You would think that infrastructure should be sexy. It should be something that, a politician that cares about my roads. Oh, great.
Architecture is sexy.
That definitely is. I'm a sucker for architecture.
That's what our tax dollars should be going to pay for. That's what I want my tax dollars to pay for, that and public education and all the things necessary to make our society function.
Yeah. I want our single parents out there to be able to work and help our taxes and everything. I don't know if it's what common knowledge or not, but there is enough data out there. You can go ahead and throw it into any search engine that the cities and states that are taking care of child care, their taxes are lower. They're lower and that are adding to childcare, that are helping with childcare.
That are investing in education, the outcome for those children is they're far more productive in society.
Mm-hmm. We will take a time out. We'll check in with our